It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll Alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Head coach Rob Valentino sits down with us right now for a conversation. Thanks for the time, Coach. How are you?
Good.
Yeah, I'm good. Thanks for having me, guys.
Found out that our engineer and Rob went to the same college.
Yeah, I mean, you look at it. You got Rob, you got Jersey Mike, you know, got Bill Russell, right, and everybody. So, yeah, that's
the famous alum of USF.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, tough task to follow but with those guys, but yeah.
So, Coach, I mean, you're at a point now, I mean, we'll just get – you know, the grind, just this past grind to get here, from Montreal to where you are now. How have you gotten your players prepared mentally? We just talked to Dak, mentally and also trying to keep their, you know, their bodies because of the grind that they had to get here.
Yeah, we didn't have much of a choice about the grind that we had to go through. So it was about making no excuses. So and having our own internal belief and really just we've been really consistent on saying blocking out all the noise on the outside and really just having our own belief inside and keep pushing that message across, getting the recovery when we can, whether it's more sleep or adjusting a meal time to give them a little bit more rest. That's been just trying to find different creative ways to rest and recover. We want to be playing games anyways at this point in the season, and no one's 100%, but that's the way it is. That's on every team at this moment.
Obviously, this is a must-win on Saturday to continue the series, but like you mentioned, it's been back against the wall for a while now. Like, there's been it's maybe not exactly must-win every game, but the last month or so has felt that way. How does your message maybe even stay the same, because that's what it's been, and how does it change going into this one on Saturday?
Yeah, I mean, it has stayed the same, and there's been – I felt like they've been a lot more must-wins than we've actually probably won, which sounds silly, but the last three for sure, like we had to win those games and we had to get ourselves to this spot, and then now we're where we want to be in terms of being in the playoffs, and yeah, it's a must-win. If you lose, the season's over completely, and that message doesn't change, but you tweak what you're talking about and how we can go and approach it. So it's not worrying about what happens after. You stay really – what we've focused on is staying present, staying where our feet are is what we've been saying, and that's really what we can control.
What's been your message to this team, Rob, because of all the different things that's going on throughout the season as far as people leaving, people coming in, you as far as being the manager and all those things? What has been the biggest adjustment you've had to have for your players with all the moving parts?
Yeah, it's been repetitive. Like what I said, being where your feet are has been the message of, like, where your feet are, look down. That's where you're at. Whoever's not here or whoever's left or whoever's coming, they're not here. So my focus as a coach has been that they've sold players. Okay, they're gone. Wish them well, and they move on. We've got players coming. Until they arrive, we can't focus on them anyway. So mm-hmm. We put the energy and focus into the players that we have had and trying to maximize their talents and trying to get us to be as successful as we can as we have the players that we have. And for them, it's been the same, that don't focus on your teammates that have left or a staff member that might have left. We will process that in the motions that we have with it. But then at the same time, like, be where your feet are, one step forward, and you keep moving on.
Rob Valentino joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, getting ready for Atlanta United and Miami on Saturday night. We talked to Dax McCarty a little bit earlier. He'll call it quits at the end of the season, an incredible career that he's had in MLS. How is it having a guy like that, almost sort of as an extension sort of the coaching staff when he's out there, and just having a veteran presence like that on this roster?
Yeah, he's super important because he's seen it all. Dax also, because he's been in the league since it feels like it existed, but won't make him feel that
close.
Old. But
more than half.
But honestly, he's been a pioneer in that way. He's helped the league grow in a lot of different ways. But he's seen so many different things. So that part's really important as a coach to be able to rely on that, whether he starts every game or whether he comes off the bench or sometimes he's been games where he hasn't played. So he's got his own competitive drive, which is great because that fuels him to keep wanting to go. And then in big moments, we know that he won't ever be rattled with it. He's seen it. So that's really important.
How about your goalie? Because we love Brad, and it seems like the past 3 years, everybody, a lot of us, it's about time to replace this guy. Oh, it's about time to replace this guy. And, Coach, down this stretch, I mean, he has been just outstanding. He's been outstanding. And just like in hockey, if you got a hot goalie, it keeps you in games and things like that. What about him as far as down the stretch, his importance to this team?
Yeah, he's been fantastic. I think that when we had the first changeover of, Gonzo left, and I sat down and talked with him, and we talked about, we've got Josh as well. We've got a good goalie crew, you know. We've got a good union there in terms of goalkeepers. But, you know, with the relationship I've had with Brad, talked about the importance of him as a leader, and that whether he's playing or whether he doesn't play, he's very consistent in who he is. He's the most vocal one. He leads by example in how he carries himself on the field, away from the field. Like, just a fantastic person. He's finding really good form because he's taking care of himself to be at the age he's at and still be performing. Would I like him to be having to make all the saves? No, of course not.
Right.
But he is showing up in the big moments. But the big thing I said to him is, like, if I'm going to war with somebody, I'm going with him front and center. So, and he's really lived up to that. I mean, he's leading the charge, and there's a reason he's the captain of the club, and he's done a great job.
Not many teams went down to Miami and beat Miami in their place this year. You guys did, and, mm-hmm. and drew them at home as well. So 4 points off of them in the regular season. What worked? What worked when you were playing against them? And how repeatable is that possibly on Saturday night?
Yeah, I mean, each game was a little bit different. In the home game, they rested some players and played some younger players. So it, in some weird way, it made them a little bit more stable. When they've got the big superstars, there's some guys that come alive when they're attacking, so they're dangerous in a whole different way. What I think was really helpful is that we were really organized and really disciplined defending. Especially if I think about the first away game where we won that game, we were really clinical in transition. So when we got two or three chances, we put them away. And that's what will make a big difference. Now when we're at home, we think we can have a little bit more possession, but also what we do with the possession is really important. So it's not just to have the ball to say that this stat looks really good. It's about what we do with it. So that's going to be, again, a hyper-focus of what we're talking about here.
What's the biggest thing that you have to do to combat their star lineup that they have down there in Miami? As far, we know who they have, but mm-hmm. how do you combat that? You know, because they're going to get opportunities, just mm-hmm. like Dax was talking about. They're going to get the opportunity. They're just that good. How do you, as a manager, try to counteract that? Mm-hmm. Stardom, whatever they have there.
Yeah, like I said, about the possession, what we do with the ball and being really clinical in those moments. So when we get one good chance in the first half or whenever that moment comes, put it away. So how we play in behind their back line and then get runners inside the box, that part's really important. And how we create high-quality chances, that's really important. It's not about the amount of time we have possession. If we have more possession, great. If we don't, it's being clinical in those moments. And also what I'm sure Dax touched on, we know where they will hurt us. They are some of the best. Four of those guys are some of the best that the world has ever seen.
Right.
Now, they have a pattern of what they do. So we've shown video. We've talked about it. Not only coaches, hey, this is what we're telling you to do. Also as players, this is what you felt during the game. How can you stop them from doing that? And then from there, we can turn that into chances from us. Trust me, like, these guys have been playing a long time in Miami, and there's been people trying to stop them for their whole careers. And there's a reason why they are who they are.
Right.
Rob Valentino joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, getting ready for the home playoff match against Miami on Saturday night. Should be a great atmosphere. I mean, 70,000 people are going to be in there. It's going to be crazy. We know it's a must-win situation. What do you look forward to knowing you're walking into a building when it's going to be like that?
I mean, just the buzz of it. Like, they bring so much energy. They always do. Right. No matter how many people are there, but knowing that thing's going to be packed, like, obviously they're going to have their stars, and I know there will be people there to see them, and that's okay, because they did that the last time. There was people there to see them.
Right.
When the moment started to turn towards us, those people were cheering for us, and I don't care who they come to see, and as long as that ball is going our way and the momentum is our way and they're loud, I'm loving it. And I've been really grateful for their support nonstop. I think it's been incredible. This place is really special and unique in this league.
I have a strategy type question for you, Rob. When you were in a situation as a manager, at what point of the match do you say, okay, let's play for the PKs?
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Never.
You don't ever think? Because I was always curious. Because they were like, "Well, they're gonna park the bus.
They're
gonna park the bus, and they're gonna hope to get into extra, and they're gonna keep that bus parked, and hopefully they get to PK."
You start thinking like that, you're gonna lose the game. I mean, it's funny because the last game we were tied, and we were under severe pressure, and people were. You know, I heard obviously Tata, their coach, said, "Hey, could have just sat there and played for PKs." It never crossed my mind. Uh-huh. Not because I didn't want to try to win the game, but I also thought we needed fresh legs. So you're trying to think about ways you stay in the game, but also to go and win it. Like, this is about, it's not about playing it safe. It's about winning the game. And like, if it gets to a point where I'm not going to make an illogical decision of, right, like, oh, let's take this guy off and just let's pull Brad out of the game and let's go for it and have no goalie.
We don't really do that much in soccer. That'd be crazy.
But we were talking about the hockey stuff. None of that hockey stuff. So, hey, maybe there's a first for it if we need to. But Brad's always telling me to play him up top, so maybe it's the moment. But, no, I don't think that way. I try to think in a way that will help us win the game.
We would bring our goalie up sometimes in high school because he was like 6'5", late in the game to try to win headers.
I would love if one day yes, I would. If you bring Brad, bring him in the box on a corner.
He's a big-ass dude.
I mean, he's the biggest dude out there, coach. And he goes up and gets it and heads it. But we got to make sure it goes in, though.
He's got a big head, too.
Because if it doesn't go in, then, yes, you know. Then.
If he does that, this place will – the roof is – the roof will open. He will go crazy. And then his head won't be able to fit through any door after that. So we'll be in trouble.
Well, we're all going to be watching. Okay. We're all going to be pulling for you on Saturday night. Thanks so much for
appreciate
the time.
Coach.
Thanks,
coach.
We appreciate
it. That. That's Atlanta United head coach Rob Valentino spending some time with us here.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90-plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.